It looks like we have Austin back hiding behind the sunglasses, mask, and hat there. Austin, we're going to open up to questions here. We have Dustin Long going first.
Yeah, Austin, obviously, maybe not the way you want to win a race, but it's still a win. How did you find out? And just kind of, you've got a 3-race winning streak now.
Yeah, obviously great to be able to get the money line for Mustang in victory lane, no matter how it happens. Great points day for that. I honestly just got out of the holler, getting changed back into my street clothes, and saw the 54 and everyone and their brothers surrounding the scales. So obviously that's never a good sign for those guys. And I know they race hard and work hard. We want to win it on track. I felt like we had a shot to do that today, and maybe didn't execute as well as we should have, and that's what kept us out. But fast race cars and being in position, and that's where it counts.
What's the last week been like? I mean, you can't be stopped on ovals now.
Yeah, I guess I've got more wins on ovals than road courses, so I'll take it. I'll move with it. You know, it's great to be able to capitalize on fast race cars. I said that last week, and I'll say it again. I didn't think this weekend we were quite as good as what we had at Kentucky, but overall, being able to run up front all day, get you know, great stage points, and having a say in things all race was great. And we just got to keep building on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Austin, when you heard that his car was too low in the left rear, did that make any did you feel like, oh, that's why he was able to do certain things? Or can you kind of explain to us, kind of people who aren't drivers or mechanics, on why the left rear being low might help a car?
Yeah, I think that'd be a better question for Brian here in a minute. But overall, you know, they give a lot of tolerances, and it sounded like they gave him a chance to get it back. But overall, I think Kyle was just a step better than the rest of us today. I don't think that played a major factor. It could have, who knows? But it's where it counts. Everyone has to play in the same sandbox, and obviously we were able to capitalize and be the best of the rest. And today it meant a lot more.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next, we're going to go to Jacob Seelman.
Yeah, Austin, congratulations, first off. I know you mentioned earlier it's not how you want to win it, certainly. The emotions with a win like this, when you get one in Tech, is it a hollow type of a win? I mean, do you feel any differently about it where you would just going straight up and beating them on the racetrack?
It's hard to say. I mean, a win's a win, and it's great. It's great for our team. It's great momentum, and obviously it's great points. I mean, if they let me go shoot the guns here in a minute, I might be a little more excited. But overall, you know, to get the cowboy hats and to do the whole deal here is obviously great. Like I said, we were contender all day, and I believe that we were able to do it, but just wasn't in the cards in our race. But yeah, you always want to win it on track.
And just to follow up on that, this is a big weekend for all of Team Penske. They had the IndyCar win last night at Iowa, Supercars win in Australia. Now you add an Xfinity win today at Texas. How cool is that, at least so far, to help keep them perfect?
Yeah, obviously going 3 in a row in the Penske AY weekend is huge. You know, Roger doesn't race in any series not to win, and to be able to capitalize like that and have 3 in a row between Simon's awesome win from the back last night at Iowa. Loved watching that race. Obviously Scott McLaughlin getting it done last night in Australia down in Sydney, and then for us to follow up on our end of the deal was great. I don't know how the IMSA race is going right now. I know the 7 car is having some sort of troubles, but hopefully the 6 car can pull it off and keep it going, because I think Newgarden and our guys down in Iowa can do it again tonight. It's exciting. It's what you expect when you drive for this team, and you drive for Roger Penske, you have the tools to do it. So I'm just proud to be able to drive the wheels off the race cars every weekend.
Thank you.
Austin, it looks like that's it for questions for you the second time around. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the win today.
Thank you.